නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය ඕම් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය ඕම් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය සුශීලෝ මිතපෝ දක්ෂහ ශ්‍රද්ධාලෝ ජිතේන්ද්‍රිය යාවදතම් නියවහරේ ත්‍රිෂු ත්‍රි නිජිතේෂු
In brahmachari it should be very polite and well behaved.
Mitabhuk.
He's only exactly what he needs.
Neither more nor less.
Dakshaha.
Expert.
Or
without any laziness.
Always busy.
Shraddhadhanaha.
Possessing full faith in the instruction of the Shastra and the spiritual master.
Possessing full faith in the instruction of the Shastra and the spiritual master.
Jitendriya. Fully controlled over the senses.
Yavadartam.
As much as it is necessary.
Yavahare.
Behaves externally.
Srishu.
Unto women.
Sri Nirjiteshu,
as well as men who are henpecked,
controlled by women,
also.
Translations.
The brahmachari should be quite well behaved and gentle in nature. You should not eat or collect more than necessary. You must always be active and expert, fully believing in the instructions of the spiritual master and the shastra. In this way, fully controlled over the senses, behave with women as much as necessary, as well as persons who are controlled by women should be associated with only as much as necessary.
So, now, apply behavior. The first thing is Sushila, very well behaved, gentle. Sushila means behavior, and so means very good. Sushila, mitabho. This can be attained only when one practices eating whatever is absolute necessity, not eating more. Eating also Ostyahara, eating more than necessity, is called an adhiva. Spiritual life means reducing, eating, sleeping, making, and defending. That is spiritual life. Nidraha, vihara, tadak, dhiko. Dhiko, sthani, another 6 foot 7, they conquered over these things. Nidra Amara. So Brahmachari should not eat anything except prasadam. That also when he called by spiritual master Tanta Mani. This is what we have discussed. So, because who was a very, very cautious about eating. And dokha. Dokha means active. Not lazy, sleeping. This is not good. Nidra-yaga, you are like the conqueror who are sleeping. So, that is called dokha. And dokha means a spark. Whatever business is entrusted to him, he does it very nice. Dokha. It's like, Raghunatha Das said, he was no interest in material things. His father's state was very big, and he was not interested. But at the time, when there was a political situation, he acted it very nicely. This is the example of Dokha. There are some political controversy between the Raghunatha Das Goswami's father's uncle, and the government minister. So the minister had to take advantage. He came to arrest Raghunatha Goswami's father and uncle, and they fled from the house. So the minister arrested Raghunatha Das Goswami, his son, because if he was chastised, he will disclose the secret where his father and uncle had fled. Raghunatha Das Goswami is a long story. Tackled the situation so nicely that there was peace between the minister and his father. And the misunderstanding was secular. So, this is called Dokha. Not that because he has become Krishna conscious, a Vaishnava, he is unable to do anything of this material mind. No. While he is Krishna conscious, he is conscious of everything and he knows how to deal with it. That is called Dokha. Not that because I have become Krishna conscious, I have no knowledge in other things. No. You must have, if not completed, to know something of everything. That is intelligence. To know something of everything and to know everything of something. That is what. You may be a spark, a devotee, you know everything of devotional qualities, but you should not be careless. You know something of everything. That is called dukkha. Dukkha sadgadhana, faithful. Faithful to whom? To the spiritual mind. Whatever he says, the brahmachari should take it. Yes, it is my life and soul. That is the explanation given by Krishna Thakur Pitar. He is explaining in his reference to the verse, Bhavadharmita Uddhi Vijira Purnavya. He very nicely explains here for us, very Krishna Thakur Pitar. Krishna Thakur Pitar has taught very, very nicely about a Guru. Therefore, he has written this good verse. Jastak prasadana, the Bhagavad prasadana. Example, practical example of Guru Bhakti, Vishwanatha Bhakti. He accepted his Guru, Narottam Das Thakur. So, he said that I'm not interested for my salvation or going back to Godhead. I'm not interested. That means it may come, it may not come. That I don't mind. But I am interested only with the words of my Guru, Vishnu Chakravarti. That is my life. Whether I am successful or not successful, it doesn't matter. I must take the words of my Guru Maharaj as my lifetime soul. Actually, that is the secret of success. The Sudhiri Parahasi, the Sadhu is the state is the that is the secret of success. Sadhana, to accept the words of Guru, very, very faithful. Sadha, this is Brahmacharis, and Jitendriya, self-control, that is the Brahmachari, is not agitated by the senses. The whole practice is to control the senses. That is very simple. That's what I expect. Senses cannot be left with. Senses must be come. That is called Sāmi or Bhūtyāṁ. Sāmi does not mean that I am Sāmi, husband of my wife. And I can use her to my best. No. Sāmi means the master of the senses. That is called Sāmi or Bhūtyāṁ. Go means senses. And sign. Everyone in this material world is controlled by the senses. That is material world. We cannot control our senses. The tongue is dry and dictating, take a cigarette, take a cigarette. And in the end, it's small. That means I am dictated by the tongue. Then tongue, then belly, the belly fills up. You see, there is some nice food stuff, all right, then it is. Then control, cannot control. And then genitals, that we know very well, we cannot control. This state life, tongue, belly, and the genitals. Therefore, one should control the tongue first. That is spiritual life beginning. Controlling the tongue. Sivamukhi jivaro. The controlling of the senses begins from the tongue. If we allow the tongue to eat anything in the restaurant or anywhere, then it cannot become the dependent. And if you can control the tongue, my dear child, I cannot give you any food which is not offered to Krishna. Krishna prasad. Then the tongue is controlled. And Krishna prasad means patram guspam palam toyam jomi bhaktya prajapati. If you want to offer Krishna something, he must know what Krishna wants to eat. That's why he who for a friend, you ask him and your friend, what do you like to eat? That is ethical and ethical. Similarly, you have invited Krishna here. He has come. Don't think he has not come. He is here. Takshar Vajandanandan Hari. They keep may say, oh, this is a filter what's in his store. But that is not the friend. He is not spending so much energy and money but installing in store. Stone is already there. That which is forbidden. Ati Siddhati Guru Sudharamati. If you think the deity as Shila means storm. And Guru Sonaramati, he would think Guru as ordinary human being, Vaishnavi Jati would be, and he could think of Vaishnava, he is American Vaishnava, he is Indian Vaishnava, Jati would be, Narati, he become Narati immediately. These are the distinction. So Jitendriya, Brahmachari, Brahmachari is Jitendriya, Samena Samena Va. Tapasa, Brahmacharya, Tapasa, Brahmacharya means Tapasa. Tapasa, Brahmacharya, Samena, Damena, Pagina, Koto, Sausha, Yamina, Yamina, this is life. Not that extravagant life is life. That is the present position of India, that we have lost our own culture. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. This is compulsory. Every child should be trained up as Brahmacharya. Then when he is completely trained up, if he still likes to get into marriage life or household life, which is a concession for perfection. It is not required. According to the civilization, it is not required. You find, therefore, many mature brahmacharis, mature means never any connection is over. That is called mature brahmacharis. And upakurmana brahmachari. Upakurmana brahmachari means he's married, but not for enjoying. Married and to beget nice children under the order of the spiritual world. He is also a Brahmacharya. He is a Grihastha. Arise by the order of a Guru. He is also a Brahmacharya. So, here it is saying, Jitendriya. Sushila Mitabhukdaksha Satrathana Jitendriya. Senses will not be used. Extravagant. The modern civilization is that if you can use your senses more and more, then you are sublime. Then you are enjoying. The basic civilization is defiant. Their aim is defiant. The whole scheme is controlling senses, especially sex. Because if we become too much addicted to sex life, then our life is spoiled. This is it. Therefore, next line it is said, Javagartham Bhavare Sri Guru. With all that, he should be very, very cautious and careful, as much as required. Not willingly. No. Therefore, according to basic civilization, there is always a separation between woman and man. Here in India, you find that whenever there is some meeting, the woman is sitting separately. Men are sitting. This is required. Not only that, you cannot talk to women or man unnecessarily. Even with your wife. This is your question. Therefore it is saying, as much as it is required, don't talk unnecessarily. This is true. That's very dangerous. Dangerous means in spiritual life. Javagartha. Even with your mother, with your daughter, with your sister, you cannot sit in a solitary place and talk. What to speak of others? Even with your mother. Matra, rastra, duhitrava, Navidasane Vase, Balavan Vijidas Brahma, Vidhan Sabipas. So according to Vedic Sudhirisan, there is very, very thick picture to meet people. And in some time we have seen in Calcutta, where those who are expected family, there are two sections of the house, male section and female section. During this time, even the husband cannot meet wife. This is your business. There are no chance because the woman was in a different house and man in a different house. So many restrictions. So here it is saying, Javanatham Babhari